something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Light.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are moving closer and closer to the coming, the soon coming of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. If you never thought he would come again, you're deceiving yourself, because he is coming again. He said, I will come. And the interesting thing about the coming of the Lord Jesus is that we are not even preparing for the coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can I explain that to you in a way that you can easily catch? We are not preparing for the second coming of Christ, because according to the Bible, something will happen before the second coming. And that is the one we are preparing for. Because according to the Bible, we are supposed to come with him during that second coming. Come on here, are you still there? The Bible says, at the last trump, it says the dead in Christ, by the voice of the archangel, shall rise first. Uh-oh, I thought you said Jesus is coming. Hold on. And we that are alive and remain shall be caught up. Caught up means rapture. Caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And then it says, from then on, we're hanging out with the Lord. Glory to God. From then on, we're hanging out with him. And then we'll come back. The Bible says the Lord cometh with tens of thousands of his saints. That was spoken by the prophet Enoch. He comes with tens of thousands of his saints. The Bible says he comes and the stars with him. Who are the stars? Us. And then it says the whole earth will mourn because of him, because they have 24 hours to see him descending. The Bible says every eye shall see him. How won't they see him? 24 hours. This whole earth is revolving while the master is coming. It says, the sun will not give its light. The moon will turn blood red as Jesus shows up with us. Descending. Lanto Karabasaya. Oh, that's another day's talk. You still there? But get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Would you turn very quickly to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 5. Read, 1, 2, go. Ye are the children of light. Uh-oh. Some of you are the children of light. Some light-skinned Christians are children of light. What does it say? Ye are all the children of light. He's talking to Christians. If you're not born again, talking to you. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. Oh, I love this. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Look at it. It's telling us, therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, you see, Pastor, that's what he says. They that sleep, sleep in the night. But watch. He says, we are not of the night. We are of the day. Look at it. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Verse 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. It says, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Okay. But we are children of what? Light. If you are a child of a dog, you are a dog. No doubt. If you are the child of a chicken, you are a chicken. Right? If you are the child of light, what are you? All right? Just in case you think we're just adding two and two to make four. No, we're not adding. We're saying exactly what the word says. Ephesians chapter 5. Are you there? All right, let's read. Verse 8. Read for me. One, two, go. Now are you what? Because it says what? You are children of light. Read from the NIV. Because of that, sometimes, I know King James language can be a little problematic. Read, one, two, go. You were once darkness. Before you were born again, you were darkness. Isn't it interesting? He didn't say you were in the darkness. He says you were darkness. Now, I want you to understand God's language and his perception of us. He says you were once darkness, but now you are light. Like Jesus, I am the light of the world. Now he says you are light. So he says walk, live as children of light. Illuminating. Did you hear what I just said? You are what? Illuminating. Leading, empowering, and then for signs and seasons. I'll explain that to you. What does it mean that you're for signs and seasons? Oh dear. All right, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Let's read verse 5. When you enter, all right, let's read the King James then. And into whatsoever house ye enter, oh, look how Jesus guides. He even tells them what to say and how to say it. He says, and into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. What does that mean? You are bringing to that house a season of peace. Where there have been trouble, where there have been crisis, when you say peace, it means you are bringing a new season. I bring you a season of peace in your life. You may have been troubled in your life. You may have been in darkness, crying, having tears and pain, but I bring you a new season in your life. He says, first say, peace. Peace be unto this house. I bring you a season of peace. Oh, Mantoka Rabasaya. We are for signs and seasons. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord,
for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
This message is titled Lights. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.